how faintly call the buoys. You've made your pilgrimage to Rome, dropped hours of your life into a hand no longer Caesar's, and how subtle were the trees along the avenue, how quietly they leaved and caught the wind. Now mists are thinning, and the little islands take their places in the sun, and eyes of herons look upon the waters of your years. Beneath these clouds, whose high and purple bellies in the morning now are brighter than your eyes can bear, the terns ride higher than the rising sun. Their flight is bright as lightnings, is like light above this quiet lake. How clearly call the buoys! It is the language of the light that calls. Through clearing fogs, in winds, in trees, in leaves, it is the reaching and soft heaving of the sun. It is another spring.